Blog Talk Radio.
Cherokee Nation. They took away our native tongue and taught Babel to our young.
Hi, you boys and girls. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party Book.com. The recording time is 7:01 p.m. Today is the 4th of October. It's a Monday. It was another beautiful day, just like Sunday. And we're going to talk about something that I predicted at least 6 months ago. My question on one of my shows, if you go into the archives, you'll find it. On one of my shows, my question was, what are we going to do the day that the Arabs turn around and say they want to get paid in gold? What are we going to do when the Chinese turn around and say they want to get paid in gold? What are we going to do? And I just turned on Mike Savage tonight at 6:05, right after the news, and his show has been cut an hour. They put a communist on to rob one of his hours, because a lot of the media stations, the radio stations, are afraid that there's going to be an Obama purge, and anybody who has a conservative talk radio show will be arrested. So they're trying to appear fair and balanced, and they're willing to take a listener hit of $10 million just to keep Obama and the communist junta off their back. As a matter of fact, on Savage's show, when he finishes, the network closes the show with, "The views of Michael Savage are not those of the network." They go with the disclaimer. They're all afraid, you know. They hear all these, jackboots jumping out of trucks, running up the stairs, with commanders shouting orders in German. They hear the click of the machine gun. Unbelievable, man. What a country. Savage is right. And I was right. I told you. The day is going to come when... And the Russians and the Chinese are hooking up. And they never unhooked. Jimmy from Brooklyn will tell you the story about why the Russians and the Chinese only appeared to be divided. And the time will come when we're going to fight them all. Yeah, and you know what? There's going to be a lot of dead Americans, most of them from heart attacks and shock. They're going to be shocked and awed. But Savage is calling for a pullout in Afghanistan. And he says that the troops are spread too thin and Obama is not the right general. And you know what? When Obama was running for office, I did a show one night, and you can check the archives, and I said, the thing that scared me the most about Obama, when he was talking military policy, and he answered the question with this leading sentence, when I'm with my generals, and I said, oh my God. And then he scared me three times over when he said, we need a larger military force on the streets, a civilian military force greater than the American military force. he's going to give the Bloods and the Crips fighter jets. Yeah, we're all going to be living in one big happy land. And speaking of happy land, the reason we lost the Olympics, the designation as Olympic City, was because 2 days before the Olympiads met, to decide who they were going to give the award to, somebody showed them a picture of a black kid being beaten to death by other black kids in Chicago. An honor student who had his skull crushed like a Democrat partial birth abortion. He had his skull bashed in not with a 2x4, not with a club. He had his skull bashed in with a railroad tie. Do you know how heavy a railroad tie is? Have you ever picked one up? It was blacks fighting blacks, all high school, non-vouched students. God help those poor mothers that have to send their kids to ghetto schools, to communist ghetto schools, where all they learn to do is beat up the teacher. God help our country. We're up you know whose creek without a paddle. And we did it to ourselves. We bought all this liberal crap. They have been infiltrating this country for 40 years with their sickness. And now we all got the virus and the swine flu. The real swine flu doesn't come from Mexico. It comes from Chicago and Columbia University. Now, let me tell you why we can't pull out of Afghanistan. No matter what anybody says. And when you hear all the conservatives saying we got to pull out, you'll know that we're all up the fat lady's burqa. We cannot come out of Afghanistan till Osama bin Laden is killed in Pakistan. Then we can come out of Afghanistan. Then the party's over for everybody. Osama bin Laden torched our city, inflicted the greatest defeat in American military history. In a minute and a half, crushed 3,000 people into dust and ascending smoke. And we have to find him and we have to kill him. And now the cry passes from Bush to Obama. When is Obama going to get Osama? And that's the objective. And until we reach that objective, we cannot leave Afghanistan. And there isn't an American soldier that will vote to leave Afghanistan, knowing that Osama bin Laden still lives. And you may see a roundup of terrorists in this country one day when we get a fighting president. And there's going to be a lot of deported Muslims with two passports. So if you want to ensure that you're going to live free, like they do in New Hampshire, or die, you better make sure that as soon as you can, you sign up for the military and serve your country. And stop flying the other guy's flag. Never forget, it only took 25% of the population in the colonies to win the revolution. And that's all it'll take to get rid of the ones who are hurting us. And you can outlaw all the guns you want. In the meantime, everybody should go out and buy two more this week. As soon as you hear some communist flag-burning flunky who is now a senator say that we have to have gun control, go out and buy six more. Give them out as Christmas presents to your patriotic relatives. We need more kids like Gator Bait, who killed an 800-pound alligator, one shot in the eye. He's my hero, Gator Bait. And my heroine is a girl who doesn't do heroin. My heroine is a 13-year-old girl, a skeet-shooting champ, that killed two men who broke into her house. She shot one as he was coming up the stairs to hurt her, and she shot the other one as he had a change of heart running out the door. And she finished them both off, and it was a shotgun that did the job. And the kid that killed the gator, he did it with a 410 gauge shotgun. So a shotgun is a good weapon to buy if like you're a first-time buyer of guns and you want to protect yourself. So instead of being raped and strangled while the ADT guy calls and wants to know if everything's okay, you could tell him everything's under control. The guy's got three bullets in him, and he stopped talking about 2 minutes ago. And I'd like to give a shout out to the pilot of the plane that dropped the 2 500-pound bombs on Sarkawi. Yahoo! Nice shot. Well done. And while we're on the subject of negotiating with our allies, France has joined in with the currency call too, to get a substitute for the American dollar. It was all right when it was being spent to free them from the Germans who we had to go and take the girls away from. Yeah, now France wants to see the death of the American U.S. dollar. Yeah, isn't that wonderful? France, Russia, China, the GCC countries. They want to, and you want to know what the GCC countries are going to do next? Are you ready for this one? Saudi Arabia is going to make a deal with the Russians to build nuclear sites because the Sunnis don't want the Shias to have the bomb by themselves. So you got a race going on. And if you want to prevent the decline of the dollar, the destruction of the dollar, so it becomes a German Reichsmarks pre-World War II, you better start drilling for oil. You tell Arnold the Kaiser of California out there to take the caps off those wells and start paying his bills that he's fleecing the other states to get cover money. You take the caps off those oil wells out in California and you start pumping, baby. Pump that crude. And you start bringing more oil down from Alaska. And if you got to put two barrels on each caribou and drive the whole herd down here, we'll eat the stragglers and we'll have caribou burgers. And we can start a chain. 6 million caribou, 12 million barrels of oil a month. And tell Mexico to start paying for all the illegals that they send us with oil. That's Savage's idea. I'm giving him credit for it. The Mexican part. And that's what we got to do. We got to start drilling for oil. There's more oil in this country than they'll let you know. There's oil off of Virginia. There's oil off of all the coasts. We got to start drilling for oil. never mind this make-believe, a ray of sunshine is going to, or a little propeller on your beanie is going to give you enough power to generate your iPod. Get real. Get the product that's out there now. Coal, baby, coal. We got plenty of coal. Dinosaur bones, whatever it takes, burn it. Never mind this Greenpeace crap. Greenpeace is red peace. Greenpeace is an America face down, pants down. That's Greenpeace. Greenpeace is red peace. And those environmentalists out there who are burning car dealerships, setting fire to SUVs, setting fire to lumber yards, they should be executed on the spot. They should be subject to martial law and should be shot on sight. It's time to face the music and dance. And dance on our enemies, both economically and militarily.
There may be trouble ahead, but while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Before the fiddlers have fled, before they ask us to pay the bill, and while we still have the chance, let's face the music and dance. Soon we'll be without the moon, humming a different tune. And then there may be teardrops to shed. So while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Let's face the music and dance. The moon humming a different tune, and then there may be teardrops to shed. So while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Let's face the music and dance.
Why is it that I have to listen to a Mike Savage to get the news on what's going on, how much America's being hurt? Why is it that one talk show host has more information than the entire communist news media in the United States that has a total blackout? What is this, the editorial section curtain? It's unbelievable. 10 GIs bought the farm in Afghanistan. Their bodies are coming home in coffins, draped in American flags that 48 communist senators voted to burn, including Republicans like Mitch McConnell, Fred Thompson, who they passed off as conservative, and not one Republican ever said he voted to burn the flag. And John McCain wanted to put Fred Thompson on the Supreme Court. Look who you got representing us in the Republican Party. Mitch McConnell, he's a flag burner. They had Arlen Specter, he was another flag burner. And I don't trust Lindsey Graham. I don't trust him at all. Right now, he's the showboat boy. He is a walking lemon. He should get the Order of Lemon. This guy does not look out for the privates in the military. He might look out for a general, but he ain't looking out for the privates. I don't trust him. He will use the Uniform Code of Military Justice to make an example out of a private while giving a wink to a general. I don't trust him. Get rid of him. Let's get some strong men up there. Let's get some hawks. Let's get some eagles. Let's get some warriors. We are fighting a war. The Russians have been killing us since Korea. The Chinese have been killing us since Korea. They killed us in Nam. They never paid $1. They never paid one drop of blood for what they did. Our only payback was Afghanistan. And they've been killing us since Korea. And they're killing us tonight. You want to compare apples to lemons? Bush was given a mandate by the American people. Anything he asked for, he could have gotten. The American people holding their dead relatives in their arms on 9/11 New York Day would have given Bush, if he wanted to nuke somebody, he could have gotten it. He should have got an act of war. But the liberals come in and said, well, we don't know who they are. We know who they are, and they begin with you, bastard. So, now we got a president who missed his mandate. He could have taken the bull by the horns, and he could have led this country into a tremendous victory against Al-Qaeda. And he let the left take him down. They Sarah Palin'd him. They brought up the fact that he didn't throw a fish back that was over 11 inches. They said he was a DWI once. This was it. And he never served in the military, which cost Dan Rather his entire career. You want to see, you look up schmuck in the dictionary. That's Dan Rather's picture is there. Yeah, he's the David Letterman of politics. Yeah, David Letterman is on borrowed time. He doesn't know it. They're going to do to David Letterman what they did to Imus in the morning. Do you think they're going to let David Letterman exist? They're right now. They're lying through their teeth to keep everybody convinced this guy's not a lemon. Oh, he said something funny the other day. Yeah, he said something funny. Yeah, that CBS is full of hoes. Yeah, 60 Minutes. So that gives a new meaning to 60 Minutes, huh? Yeah, CBS. Imagine how the mighty have fallen. Dan Rather lied about Bush. And he couldn't even lie good. So, we had President Bush. And he had a mandate. He could have taken us anywhere that freedom would allow. And now we got a trainee. Savage calls him the president. On training wheels. It's sad. I said it in the beginning. I feel sorry for the black people because he's their hope. And they picked the wrong guy. But the good news is he's not really black. He's more white than black. So you got some consolation. He's surrounded with white guys. The white boys are getting him into trouble. He never should have went to the Olympics. That was a terrible mistake. He hasn't spoken to a general in 70 days who's in charge of the war against Al-Qaeda, who's fighting in Afghanistan shorthanded. And he goes to the Olympics to visit with his coalition of the willing, and he was the first one they killed. They took him out of the picture as soon as he got off the plane. Hey, how you doing? What's his name? Sarkozy from France calls him garçon. Boy. Yeah. Unbelievable. Absolutely. And the French. Let me tell you something about the French. I guarantee you, if you go into French police stations tonight, they got lists of new Jews that they're going to turn over to the next conqueror. These people you can't trust. The only French that ever helped America were the ones like Lafayette, who bought a ship and brought it here and turned it over to the American Navy and became an aide-de-camp to George Washington. He was one of the last Frenchmen to help us. Rochambeau, the admiral. De Grasse, the general. All these people. They were from the time of Louis XIV. That's who helped us. And what did the French do with them? They did the same thing to them they did to Joan of Arc. They killed. They killed all the people that were pro-American. We're in trouble. We're in big trouble. Never, don't talk about allies. We have no allies. There's no such thing as an ally. You're going to tell me that Mike Savage is banned in Britain? And they've got mullahs over there that are calling for the beheading of the Queen of England? Are you kidding me? And Mike Savage is living proof that conservatives do not stick together. They're all. What's the word I'm looking for? When somebody, he's growing his own crop. There's a word, you know, self-serving interests. But not one of them stood up for Michael Savage. Not one. I'm not saying Savage is perfect and an angel. I don't like the fact that he called Greta Scarborough Scarface. Greta Scarborough is one of the greatest friends of women in this country. And she stands by her friends. And what Savage said was wrong, and he owes her an apology. And you know what? If he wasn't so stupid and making a statement like that, he would probably get help from Greta. But would you help somebody that called you Scarface? Especially a woman. Women are very sensitive. Take it from a guy that used to get beat up a lot. So, hang in there. This media is no good. This media has killed more Americans than Al-Qaeda has. Especially NBC. I hope GE spins off NBC. And I hope Al Jazeera buys them so we can see them for who they really are. I really do. I hope GE drops NBC like a bad habit. I want to see them out there having to learn a living. See, the only reason they're so arrogant right now is they think that their checks will be signed again next week. But if they were in I don't know what's going to happen next, land, let me tell you, you'd see some humble pie on those TV stations. As a matter of fact, Chris Matthews' leg would be asleep. I call him Chris Matthews, Rustin Johnny. And CNN, they've gone nasty. CNN is nasty. And they all attacked Rush Limbaugh. Can you imagine that? And you know what? Oh, yeah, Rush Limbaugh, he was so happy that the president failed. Listen, he predicted the president was going to fail, and his prediction came true. He's a regular Nostradamus. You know why they hate Rush Limbaugh? You want me to tell you why? Because he's worth $370 million. And they're working for Jimmy Carter peanuts. Oh, they make good money. Katie Couric does good. Oprah scored big. She's one of the richest women in the world. God has been good to Katie Couric and Oprah Winfrey, and I hope they appreciate it. But the others hate Limbaugh because women put up $1 million just to support him. You know what I'm talking about? Harry Reid sent a letter to Rush Limbaugh, who accused Harry Reid. You know, that's his son Richard is the shoe bomber. It looks just like him. Matter of fact, it's the only son that looks more like the father than the father. The father looks more like the son. Harry Reid sent a nasty letter condemning Rush Limbaugh for attacking Democrats because they like to kill kids and burn flags and smoke weed. And, well, there's nothing wrong with smoking weed. Never hurt anybody except that school bus driver that day. Yeah, give me a break, man. Give me a break. Stop the BS. You can't BS a BSer. If you're going to give snow, you got to give a shovel. So, Harry Reid sent a letter to Rush, and Rush took the letter and he put it on eBay to sell it for $1 million, which was going to be donated to the troops. And one woman picked up the phone and said, "Rush, I've been listening to your show, and I like you, and I got $1 million coming to you, baby." So he didn't even have to go into his 370 mil to promote that program. So you can see Rush is a good businessman. Maybe we should make Rush the Secretary of Treasury instead of tax boy. "I don't pay no taxes." Yeah. He's going to be doing that commercial soon. "Are you in trouble with the IRS? I'll show you how to get around it." Here's something to think about while we're running amok. 15 million people are running.
What happened? Did I lose you guys? What happened? Let me see. Oh, I guess we are broadcasting. I thought that upload was fast this evening. Hang in there, we'll play a tribute to women.
She may be the face I can't forget, a trace of pleasure or regret, maybe my treasure, all the price I have to pay. She may be the song the summer sings, maybe the chill the autumn breeze, maybe 100 different things within the measure of a day. She may be the beauty or the beast, maybe the summer or the feast, may turn each day to a heaven or a hell. She may be the mirror of my dreams, a smile reflected in the stream. She may not be what she may seem inside her shell. Private and so proud, no one's allowed to see them when they cry. She may be the love that cannot hope to last, that comes to me from shadows of the past, and I remember till the day I die. Take her laughter and her tears and make them all my souvenirs. For where she goes, I've got to be. The meaning of my life is she.
Hi, you boys and girls. Welcome to the Spirit of America party in the spirit.
What's up, Sophia?
of a sudden, everybody has just discovered that the Iranians have been busy as little beavers building nukes. And all of a sudden, it's a big surprise when just a year ago, the Democrats were telling us that they were 5 years away from having nukes. How's that? But you know what they're not telling you about tonight? They're not telling you about the last parade. Did you notice the last parade in Iran when they were showing off their missiles? Did you see the marching troops? Did you see the contingent that were all dressed in germ warfare gear? Memory is reporting tonight that there is a city in Iran that has been developing a germ warfare, and that they're burying their germ warfare waste in this city. So we're going to be looking for nukes coming from Iran, but Iran may be bringing us bugs instead. So it's going to get very interesting. Very interesting. And I don't know what to say. I think we're going to have to burn them bad. We're going to have to burn them bad. And we do own payback for Beirut. We own payback for the torture of Buckley. We own payback for the TWA hijacking. And I understand there's a new a terrorist unit coming out of Yemen now. That's the first time I've seen them. There's Hezbollah, there's Hamas, and now there's a unit out of Yemen. So I thought you might want to know that. And I'm going to give you another tune. I must have only uploaded half the show tonight. And because I had 50 minutes and the upload was successful too quick. So I'm going to upload the remainder of the show, and then I'm going to jump over and give you a tune. It's going to get interesting. And you know, what is that saying? Sometimes you can't pick the battlefield. And the best laid plans of mice and men often go astray. I say there's three plans. There's your plan, my plan, and God's plan. And things don't always work out the way you intend for them to work out. I'm sure we've all experienced that in a lifetime. So I'm just waiting for this upload. I'm almost there. And then I'm going to give you another tune, and then that upload should be finished. Let's see if this works. Nope. Okay. Bear with me. Let's see if this works. Nope. Okay. Forgive me. This is what's called Murphy's Law. Somebody should have shot Murphy before he got that. Before he issued that edict. And of course I got a computer that's I've got the original computer that was invented, and it's made of wood. And just when you want it to perform, it lets you down. It's like a love affair. Terrible. I'm looking at an hourglass here. I'm getting sick. I hate to do this to you. I'm up to the ends. I'm trying to get to the G's. It's horrible. Absolutely horrible. There we are. I got it. Okay. Such talent being washed up on the rocks. So I'm submitting that upload. I'm looking at a picture of Sean Phnom Penh. You know Sean Phnom Penh? The guy who hates America the most, next to Bill Maher. Bill Maher, the PLO dancer. Bill Maher is probably, if he was a Marine, he would be the most hated Marine, next to Lee Harvey Oswald and John Murtha. Bill Maher, if he was at the crucifixion, our Lord would look down and say, Bill, I'm doing this for everybody but you. Bill Maher is is a waste of space. He is the man who hates America the most. Isn't that something? He's a disgrace to the race. Bill Maher. And you see how they're bringing him along? They're coaching him. They're dressing him up. And they're getting him on shows. They're treating him like he's normal. We've got a successful upload. Okay? So now I'm going to sneak back to where I was. I'm going to give you one more theme, one more tune. And let me see if I can find a good one for you. Oh, here's the Hillary Clinton song.
I don't know where all of these jobs are going to come from. We've wiped out our entire industrial
base.
Touch them and they burst apart with sweet memories. Sweet memories of holding hands and red bouquets and twilights trimmed in purple haze and laughing eyes and simple ways and quiet nights and gentle days with you. Between the pages of my mind, memories sweeten through the ages just like wine. Memories, memories. Of holding hands and red bouquets and twilights trimmed in purple haze and laughing eyes and simple ways and quiet nights and gentle days with you. Memories pressed between the pages of my mind. Memories sweetened through the ages just like wine. Memories, memories, sweet memories, memories. Thank you.
have to go into his $370 million to promote that program. So you can see Rush is a good businessman. Maybe we should make Rush the Secretary of Treasury instead of tax boy. I don't pay no taxes. Yeah. He's going to be doing that commercial soon. Are you in trouble with the IRS? I'll show you how to get around it. Here's something to think about while we're running amok. 15 million people are unemployed. It's probably more, because there's probably people that gave up shaping up. Now, my guess is it's 20 million. Guess what? That's, just think of New York State totally unemployed. Every man, woman, and child in New York State out of work. That's what you got right now. And these are the good times. And I'll tell you what worries me. I'm worrying if we're at a market high and we're not going to see this high again for 10 years. I'm worried that tomorrow this market is going to take a dive like you wouldn't believe. And then you're going to hear all the experts that told you everything was good tell them everything is bad. And, oh, yes, we all knew that Citibank was going under. We all knew that the banks would close for a week. Yes, we all knew that gold is $2,000 an ounce. We all saw it coming.
Help! Help! I'm not getting a paycheck!
Yeah, that's what's going to happen. We're all going to be up the creek without a paddle. And the Chinese won't sell you no more goods. You're going to have to make shoes yourself. In Gloversville, New York, everybody will be moving to Gloversville to make gloves and shoes.
And Amy's List, or whatever that that commercial is that shows the plumber walking the dog.
I was late for work and the plumber was in my house fixing the bathroom and he walked the dog. And now I don't have a plumber and I don't have a dog. But there's a broken leash. It's stuffed in the toilet.
Yeah, give me a break. Or the one where she does, oh, that Latino girl. She doesn't say Latino girl, but that Latino girl, she can really dust. She can really sweep. But, you know, I hate the music that she merengues to. Yeah, well, wait till you're dusting and sweeping, honey. Wait till your husband wants to know how come you never learned to use the oven. Now you got to put your head in it. I won a trip to New York once. How's that, right? A big nationwide contest in the automotive industry. And there were five winners, a guy from Mississippi, a guy from California, a guy from Texas, a guy from Connecticut, and me. They all got airline tickets. They sent me a token. So we're at this dinner in this real fancy restaurant, and the sales manager from this company, who doesn't pay for anything because his company picks up the tab, was playing big shot, him and his wife. And the first thing they did to impress everybody else how important they were is they crapped on the help. You know how that goes, right? They crapped on the help, you know. This waiter's a little slow. And I just laughed to myself. I said, you know, this big sales manager making his big money, he doesn't earn half of what these waiters make. These waiters all have homes in Europe under Côte d'Azur. They only work in New York about 3 months out of the year. They make enough money, they go back and they lay nude on the beach. Yeah, unbelievable. And this guy was playing big shot with his company's money. What a turkey, right? World is full of turkeys. I was in Kuwait. I'm having dinner with a Kuwaiti, and all the help is Filipinos. Right after they threw the Palestinians out. There wasn't a Palestinian in Kuwait after 1993. They sided with Saddam, and so when the United States gave Kuwait its country back, which they already forgot. You know what does that say? A friend in need is a friend indeed. But if you try to find him, you won't break his speed. Yeah. The Kuwaitis threw every Palestinian out of the country. I was in a checkpoint one night, and they dragged two Palestinians out of their car, towed their car away, took them right to the airport, threw them on the next plane back to Palestine. They seized all their assets. They took over all their jobs. And then they went out looking for replacement slaves. Because slavery today is $80 a month. You don't have to buy the slaves anymore. You can lease them. And they went to the Philippines. And they went and picked out the slaves that they were going to have back in Kuwait. And they accused me of sedition over there. I tried to tip a Pakistani cab driver. And they told me I was starting trouble. I'm from New York. Cabbies get tipped. What can I tell you? Unbelievable, right? And one guy said to me, I was in his house, and he goes, you know, it's customary in the Arab world, you take off your shoes before you come in the house. He says, it doesn't matter to me, but I thought you should know. I says, I appreciate that very much. I said, I don't take off my shoes to save you the bad odor. But I said, have you ever been to the United States? He says, no. I says, well, we have a custom too. Before you ring the bell, you have to take all your clothes off. And it doesn't matter to me if you do it or not, but other Americans will be offended if you don't stand naked at the door. Hang in there, and we'll talk some more. So I'm with this Kuwaiti. We're at the Meridian Hotel. We're on the top floor of the Meridian Hotel. They got a restaurant and a swimming pool. Very beautiful. The Arabs have some of the nicest hotels in the world. And it's taking us a long time to get waited on. And he's starting to get annoyed. And I says, relax, take it easy, enjoy yourself. So finally, the waitress comes to take the order, and he starts to chew her out for taking so long. She's a Filipino girl. She needs the job. They hold your passport. Whoever you work for holds your passport. You can't just up and leave. You're a POW. And she wouldn't be the first Filipino to get raped in Kuwait by a father and a son. So, but they need the money. And $80 is a lot of money a month. Some of the Indians that are there, they work 10 years, they go home, they retire, they live like Rajas. $80 a month. They live on 20, they send 60 home. So, and Kuwaitis have a little checklist with a dollar figure next to it. Indians, $80 a month. Filipinos, $90 a month. Americans, Brits, they have it. Danes, they have a price for Danes. But anyway, and the lure of money brings a lot of suckerfish. So he starts chewing his girl out for taking so long. And she goes and she takes the order. And she brings us something to drink. And there's no alcohol in Kuwait. So what I used to do is they had a beverage that was, it came in a champagne bottle, but it was fruity. But it had oxygenated water in it, you know. They oxygenated it so it was like sulfur. And when they popped the cork, it would sound like a champagne bottle opening. And I used to order it deliberately because I used to like to watch the other Kuwaitis looking at me like I was getting real champagne. Yeah, they all drink in the house. I mean, Johnny Walker is a household name. And they have, the Saudis have what's called Siddiqui. Siddiqui in Arabic means my friend. And that's moonshine. They have their own stills. And they got rehab units in Saudi Arabia too for drugs, because the princes bring the cocaine in diplomatic pouches. So, wherever there's money, there's drugs. If your kid's got an allowance, the dope dealer is already cutting himself in for the action. That's the sad part about drugs. It takes down the whole family. Anyway, so he gets infuriated, and I says, calm down, you're going to ruin your appetite. He demands to see the manager. The manager is also Filipino. The manager comes, goes, yes, sir. He demands that the waitress be fired. He doesn't complain about the waitress. He demands that she be fired. And the manager begs and begs and kowtows and yes, sir. And all of a sudden, he's calmed down. I said, you know what? You're going to ruin your appetite. You're getting yourself all upset. Relax. Enjoy yourself. Here comes the salads. And he said to me, how come you're not eating your salad? I said, I used to work in a restaurant. And I know what happens to Kuwaitis who complain about the help. Yeah. So that's it, man. When I check into a hotel in Kuwait, there is a 60-pound Indian guy that wants to carry my 100-pound bag, and I say, I'll help you carry it, and I treat him like a king. I treat the help like kings. You know why? Because there could be a fire that night in that hotel, and I want him knocking on my door first. So hang in there, I'll give you a tune. Pretty soon it's going to get very cold in Afghanistan. And on those cold nights, those GIs, that less than 1% of America who puts their lives on the line so you and I can complain about secondhand smoke, those young GIs, those away from home GIs, are going to be recalling the last image they saw when they left this country. And that was the image of the woman that they love, or the guy that they love. And so this song is dedicated to the guys on guard duty tonight.
Sing a hymn, your song, love.
I just replayed this whole recording because I wanted to review it, and I want to make a correction on. I mentioned Greta from Fox, and I called her Greta Scarborough. It's Greta Van Susteren. There is a Scarborough who's on Marine Killing NBC. His name is Joe Scarborough, and he tries to pass himself off as a conservative. But he is a third-degree holder of the Order of Lenin. And the woman who's with him on that show, she wants to see Poland back in the hands of the Soviet Union. They are both Grey Poupon communists. Joe sounds like a patriot, but Joe is... he's what the Arabs call a kaliwali, this and that. Beware of people who tell you they are fair and impartial. They are one-sided. Speaking of lopsided, there is a Bleeding Heart commercial. The left likes to soften you up with a Bleeding Heart scenario. And then, just as you're drying your eyes, they stab you in the back. Vicious people. Very vicious. They play on your soft side. But they stab you right through the callus. There's a commercial on showing the suffering of pets, dogs and cats. And it's an appeal to save the dogs and the cats. Have you looked in an abortion clinic bucket lately? Have you ever seen what's in the bottom of the bucket? Now tell me the story about the dogs and the cats. How many dogs and cats are we losing a year? Are we killing 1.4 million? Are we torturing and tearing the limbs off of 1,400,000 dogs and cats a year in this country? Hell no. If the number was that high, Americans would be outraged. They would demand the death penalty for people who destroy life and limb. But if you do it to a child, well, he's really not a child, he's only tissue. Why not give him a name before you kill him? Why don't you let a priest get in there and baptize him before you twist his head off? Or her head off? To kill girls? Kill boys, little boys. You see, you take a look at the next kid you see coming down the street running happy with a big smile on his face, and you think of what's in a bucket and in a chop shop. And that kid will never see a sunny day, hear a bird sing, see a rainbow. And you're going to tell me that I should be concerned with dogs and cats when you're murdering my children? A guy called in to Glenn Beck tonight on his radio show, and he said he has his only son is in Iraq, and his only child, his only son is in Iraq, and he's concerned. And Glenn said he has somebody that's a relative that's in Iraq also tonight. I got news for you. Every American has a cousin in this war. You've got flesh and blood in this war. You got a fellow American. You've got a Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit of America in this war. Never forget, you got skin in the game. Somebody is dying in your name. And don't tell me he's not. Don't tell me that you didn't ask him to do it. He didn't ask you if he could die for you, but he's dying for you. And you can't believe that. But then again, you're the type of guy that thinks you can debate with Khalid the Virgin Counter as he reads you the second surah from the Quran on the hijacked plane while you're on your knees steeped in pilot blood. So let the spirit of America flourish. Let it grow. Let it spread. Let it ride the breeze. And don't let the communists divide us. What we have in common is what we build our future on. Freedom is in the wind. The spirit of America lives.
breeze and I are whispering goodbye to dreams we used to share. Ours was a blossom that seemed constant as the moon, ending in a strange, mournful tune. And all about me, they know you have departed without me, and we wondered why. The breeze and I, the breeze and I.